Well, there is lots of other news, and of course, even while we're on this annual tour, we're covering some of that other news. And a lot of people are talking about the, well, I guess we have to say alleged suicide note from Epstein, the slug. And also, there's still conversation about people who knew him, met him, or whatever. Howard Lutnick currently in the hot seat with. Having to defend why he ever spent any time. I mean, look, all the rich guys hang out together, and Epstein was a snake who tried to win over every rich guy he could for his own benefit. It seemed to work pretty well. No one else can tell me how he got so rich other than using all these rich guys that he endeared himself to. It doesn't mean because you were with Epstein that you even knew what he was doing, let alone condone it or participated in that. Bill Ballinger is the editor of the Ballinger Report, and I think I can safely say both Bill and I have never met Mr. Epstein. At least I can say that because I believe that to be true, Bill.
Same with me. I didn't,
Yeah.
I swear it.
Yeah, I didn't think so. And just because you meet him doesn't really end up meaning anything, or you even you end up with a picture. Look, you and I have had our picture taken with people that we don't know at all. It happens all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, look, the problem for Lutnick is that he claimed at one point that he cut off all ties with Epstein way back in 2005. We're talking 21 years ago. And
Right.
then it turns out he actually more than just met him. He actually took his wife and his family to Epstein's Island in 2012. Now that's 14 years ago, so that's a long ways away. And he
Yeah.
exchanged emails and he had one other meeting with him. So it turns out that he didn't cut off all ties with Epstein 21 years ago, as he claimed. So that is one of the big disputes right now.
But how you wouldn't expect a man to take his wife and children to be involved in any kind of nefarious activity.
Absolutely. And of course, Lutnick claimed that he knew nothing, as you have just alluded to, with respect to other people. He knew nothing about Epstein's involvement with trafficking underage girls. He didn't know anything about that. And nobody's asserted that Lutnick lied about that and he did know about it. So, I mean, even if he met and consorted with Epstein these three times since 2005, there's no evidence that, you know, this meant that somehow Lutnick was connected to Epstein's nefarious activities.
Right. Do you believe, well, I guess I can ask you this, Bill. Do you believe Epstein killed himself?
Absent absolute evidence to the contrary, I think he did. And maybe that gets to the suicide note or alleged suicide note that has been found and released. We don't know for sure what happened. There's still going to be, you know, huge controversy and uncertainty about this, probably for years to come, just like the Kennedy assassination.
My gosh,
I
you're
mean,
right.
people are not convinced today that Lee Harvey Oswald killed John Kennedy. So Epstein and suicide, or whether he was murdered, that's always going to be a big point of dispute.
What has not been made clear enough to the average person who isn't trying to live on every note, because I don't, about Epstein, I really don't. But to find out, because this isn't that clear to people, this is not a suicide note that was claimed to have been found after he was successfully supposedly killed himself. This is from a suicide attempt before that supposed suicide attempt that I don't remember even hearing about.
Yeah, no, I hadn't heard that either. So that was interesting to me that he attempted apparently to commit suicide, and the note was found by his cellmate, supposedly, in a book of some sort after that unsuccessful suicide attempt before the ultimate death of Epstein, whether it was by suicide or otherwise.
And which would lead us, as you and I would know, Bill Ballinger, editor of the Ballinger Report, you and I have been around a while. If somebody tries to commit suicide, which he apparently, they say, did earlier, they're put on a endless suicide watch. And why didn't that happen?
Good question. You know, it's kind of confounding, it seems to me. If it was known that he tried to commit suicide, the prison officials certainly should have put him on a suicide watch. And why that didn't happen, that's one of the big mysteries surrounding his death. And that, you know, fans the flames of suspicion that it wasn't a suicide. It was a hit job. It was a murder.
Well, there are plenty of people with lots of power that really wish he would have gone away and die before they got implicated, not thinking that all the emails and all the everything else that they've now released was implicating people anyway. But there was plenty of reason for him to be dead just because of the slug that he turned out to be. Very quickly, and I don't think we gave you a heads up that we were going to talk about this, but I've got to ask you, does anyone have a harder job than Marco Rubio flying into the Vatican to tell the Pope there really isn't a problem while the president continues to slam the Pope? I mean, is there a harder job in America right now?
That's about as tough as it gets. Well, Rubio has one thing going for him, and that is he's a Roman Catholic. So at least a Roman Catholic was sent to speak to another Roman Catholic, but... Rubio's really walking a fine line on this one.
Yeah, he has to, you know, everybody who works for the president has to be very careful. They have to be very careful. And they certainly can't control, they should not be held responsible or accountable for what the boss says, but let's face it, we all are, frankly.
Yeah, well, I will be very interesting if what comes out of the meeting of Rubio and the Pope. I can't imagine there's going to be a videotape or a transcript or whatever else. If there is, that would be great. What did they actually talk about? How did Rubio handle it? I mean, wouldn't you like to be a fly on a wall for that one?
Yeah. Well, as you say, he's a Roman Catholic, and if he can do it secretly and quietly, I would imagine he's going to apologize for the mess that apparently has come up. And I hope it's going to be just fine all the way around. It was a very learned man high up in Washington who said to me many years ago, people can get upset if they want. I'm just telling you what this guy said to me. He said, you know, the only time President Donald Trump isn't shooting himself in the foot is when he's loading his gun.
That is pretty clever. I think that probably sums it up right there.
Sadly. I'm mostly supportive of him. I'm not supportive of everything, and I wish he would do certain things in a different way, but there you are. Anything else, Bill? How do people get the Ballinger Report?
I just go online, the Ballinger Report, all one word, no dots, no spaces, .com. And there's at least one article every week. It's free. There's no paywall. So check it out.
What are you, independently wealthy? How do you make a living?
Well, I'm not depending on this to make a living. Let's put it that way. I'm doing it out of the love of politics.
And you've been doing it for how long?
Well, I mean, I've been doing it in various ways, shapes, and forms for 3 decades. But the Ballinger Report is about 8 years old.
I gotcha. But I know you 3 decades, that's for sure. And we've always depended on you. Now editor of the very young BallingerReport.com. Use the whole thing, all run together. The Ballinger Report, no spaces, no dots, .com. And you can see what Bill Ballinger, the editor, has to say, and we always enjoy hearing from him. Thank you, William.
My pleasure, Paul W., anytime.
All right. We continue in focus on the road again, and happily so, as we are at Destination Ann Arbor, broadcasting from the Mathai Botanical Gardens on Dixborough Road in Ann Arbor. And AnnArbor.org is Destination Ann Arbor, and Chan Wiebesick is the great guy behind that. We'll be talking with him coming up in just a moment as we continue at 1244.